A sign of Russian de-escalation. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's the hope after this report.
Russia's Ministry of Defense would be pulling back some troops from Ukraine's border. Many of these troops have been conducting military exercises, and the Ministry of Defense in Moscow actually released some video showing tanks leaving their frontline positions. But that video and the exact location of those troops hasn't yet been verified.
Fox's Trey Yingst is in Kyiv, where the U.S. is shutting its embassy. Says Ukraine's taking the new report with a grain of salt. Its president said earlier they'll have a day of unity tomorrow. Virginia's Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin could soon as today sign a law making school mask mandates optional, letting parents decide if their kids should wear them after a months-long fight, getting help from the also Republican legislature.
The House of Delegates banning forced masking on Monday. The action comes after Youngkin tried but failed to ban masks in school by executive order after a court overturned it. The measure to abolish school mask mandates has already passed in the state Senate. Youngkin also plans to attach an emergency clause to allow the ban to take effect immediately.
In California, the indoor mask mandate ends today, but some counties like Los Angeles is still required. It's day two of a search at sea off the North Carolina coast where a small plane crashed. Fox's Evan Brown following this live.
Yeah, Dave, one body has been recovered so far. That single-engine plane went down Sunday afternoon about 4 miles out from Drum Inlet in the North Carolina Outer Banks. The Coast Guard says the plane was observed flying erratically on radar shortly before the crash. They don't expect to find survivors. The listed passengers have not been publicized, but some may have been a family who resides in Carteret County. The search will continue today, Dave.
Evan, a man charged with interfering with a flight attendant is waiting for a hearing, accused of trying to force open a door on the plane on a flight Sunday diverted to Kansas City. Passengers helped the crew subdue him, hitting him with a coffee pot, punching him, and then tying the man up with zip ties and a duct tape. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's been 8 years since the lead in the water crisis in Flint, Michigan, and jury selection starts today in a lawsuit.
Attorneys for a group of children in Flint are suing Veolia North America and Lockwood, Andrew, and Newman, accusing the engineering firms of negligence in allegedly failing to do more after city officials in Flint switched its water supply from Detroit to the highly corrosive Flint River in 2014, which leached lead from pipes that serve homes. The firms, not part of the $626 million settlement between residents in Flint and the city and state. Veolia and LAN deny liability, saying the Flint water crisis was entirely caused by what they call the epic failure of local, state, and federal governments at every level. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
They're getting ready for a parade in Los Angeles tomorrow to celebrate the Rams winning the Super Bowl. There was one yesterday on Main Street USA at Disneyland.
Well, this has just been incredible. Being the happiest place on earth with all our fans here, just an incredible experience.
Cooper Kupp was Super Bowl MVP, scoring 2 touchdowns in the win over the Cincinnati Bengals. There was a more somber football gathering north of there.
Thousands gathered at Ring Central Coliseum in Oakland Monday, the only city that would have suited a John Madden memorial, according to his son, Mike.
He'd want to do it in Oakland. He loved Oakland. And Oakland loved him back.
Video and music tributes making up part of the public memorial honoring the Hall of Fame head football coach and commentator who passed away in December at the age of 85, including speeches from longtime friends like Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
John Madden is in heaven now. It's 100 times bigger than the Hall of Fame. The bus are now alive.
Proceeds from the public service went to benefit the John Madden Foundation to provide educational opportunities for the youth of Oakland. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On Wall Street, futures are surging, suggesting big gains at the opening bell, up more than 400 for the Dow. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.